According to a spokesperson, Senate Majority Leader Russ Decker requested the audit after he was contacted by several UW-Stevens Point students who live in his district, and not because the issue is important to his son Jeffrey, a former student government leader who has been openly critical of the way the university uses student funds. And Jeffrey Decker isn't the only one with complaints. Katie Cloth was the UW-Stevens Point Student Government Association president last year. She says administrators aren't giving students the input that's required under state law in major decisions like renovating the Dreyfus University Center.
That's completely wrong, because that is entirely student dollars. It's not the administration's dollars. It's not the faculty's dollars. They didn't take into consideration what a lot of students said. It's like, we want solar panels. We want a green roof. And then nothing.
UW Board of Regents President Mark Bradley says that UWSP Interim Chancellor Mark Nook is taking the student complaints seriously.
Well, this is not something that has just sprung up overnight. There has been months of effort in responding to requests for information from certain students.
And Bradley says not all of the students in leadership roles have been critical of the administration. He says some have praised the chancellor's staff for an open response.
It's confusing to me, because you can talk to one group of students and you get one answer, and you talk to another group of students and you get an entirely different answer.
Bradley says the UW board will respond completely to any request for information during the state audit. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.